How to counter the elite in its active simplification of humanity. The very thought that a clearly established unequivocal truth of great significance to the world may be kept under a rock is unbearable. Therefore, ways are to be sought for that truth to come out. Unfortunately, the anonymous insignificant faces a brick wall when it comes to communicating that truth to the world. Apparently, one way is to play the game of the elite, a lost game. The elite uses its economic power alone to impose a controlled destruction of the intellect of the anonymous insignificant. It is impossible for the anonymous insignificant, even if they have glimpsed critical absolute truths, to counter societally the lies of the elite by voicing these absolute truths. The anonymous insignificant have no financial power to spread the truth. Therefore, in our new movement, introduced in the section The New Movement, Self-Determination of the Anonymous Insignificance, the focus is on each one individual anonymous insignificant, its individual freedom through enlightenment, not the enlightenment of society as a whole, the latter being entirely in the manipulative hands of the elite. It is sad but true that in today's world, there is no other way to be heard by the multitude other than through flexing serious financial muscle, that is, by belonging or serving the cause of the elite. That the truth could be spread by anyone via the internet and be read by the world is a tale for the naive. The truth, however, should be recognized not because of money spent for its dissemination. That in some significant cases, most importantly regarding substantial issues such as contemporary fundamentals of physics, or even in cases of more limited social significance, such as the COVID-19 pandemic lie, is indeed in the hands of every individual, once that individual is assisted by someone taking the time to pen a clear, comprehensive exposure of these truths, as has been the effort in the current and the previous books of this author. This mentioning of money as a condition for being heard is not some poverty-induced complaint, nor a plea for financing, which is usually the purpose when an issue is raised in the media for the public to hear. Although the truly creative individuals in science are left out in the cold, all the societal money being squandered on sheer insanity, passed as science. The academy, where the money and the conditions for research and public recognitions of scientific success are, embraces only the obedient, the ordinary, those who are willing to forget even a modicum of critical creativity they may have. In exchange for minimum wages received for obedience, encouragement, and promotion of outright nonsense, the so-called scientists in academia behave as common state clerks in a governmental job who are not expected to change any of the rules of the organization, only following and obeying them, no matter how absurd these rules may be. Similar is the behavior also of the non-scientists, the medics, who are expected to have devoted themselves to helping people with their health, but have turned themselves into simple merchants and political careerists. Speaking of ease of dissemination of ideas, of course, the one having such ideas ready for dissemination can happen to belong to a community or organization whose members live in the bliss of universal approval solely by virtue of belonging to the group. However, the existence of such groups, especially with real potential for global influence, while at the same time enjoying open access, are virtually unavailable. One may rely on the good luck to know influential people, but aside from the disappearing a low likelihood for a commoner to have such connections, why should acceptance of truth be dependent on chance? That is, if you know someone influential, the truth will be heard. Otherwise, it won't. This was, as said, the case during the times of Galileo. It is more so today. What is proposed in this book is the opposite. The anonymous insignificant take the fate of truth in their own hands. It will not be in the textbooks. It will not be in the archival scientific literature. But every individual enjoying some recent technical advancements in the access of information can be one's own master of judging truth. It might be added here as an example of the liberation of the anonymous insignificant through the knowledge of absolute truth in relation to a question orders of magnitude more significant and intellectually higher than the question of the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic. That, as far as the quote theory of relativity is concerned, in his previous books, this author presents the ultimate proof for the absurdity of said quote theory and the absolute exigency to subtract and eliminate said quote theory from anything at all that is considered science. Throughout most of the 20th century to the present day, there have been attempts to overturn the theory of relativity, but all of these attempts have been only partial, if not leading down the wrong path. None of these attempts touches the very essence of the flaw, which catastrophically invalidates the quote theory of relativity, namely, the contradiction between the results from the Lorentz transformations on the one hand, and on the other, the principle of relativity discovered by Galileo and adopted without even citing his discoverer, Galileo, as the first postulate of the theory, quote-unquote, in question. This fatal conflict screams out loud from the very pages of the 1905 paper intended to introduce the absurd, quote, theory of relativity. The conflict in question is unequivocal and absolutely insurmountable in comparison to anything else that can be said about the, quote, theory of relativity. It is at the root of everything that is wrong with the, quote, theory of relativity. And as already emphasized, any criticism inevitably comes down to this conflict in the end. In view of the pivotal importance of what I just said, I will rephrase it in this way. Everyone must be mindful of the fact that the argument which I am advancing, unequivocally demolishing the, quote, theory of relativity, is not just one of the many arguments that can be given against that, quote, theory. My argument is a singularly crucial argument, unmatched by anything that can be said about the, quote, theory of relativity. This is the ultimate argument that marks the factual end of that so-called, quote, theory of relativity. As a consequence of the catastrophic conflict in question, what follows is not only the absurdity of the theory of relativity itself, but also the absolute mathematical and physical untenability of the Lorentz transformations. Beginning with the fact that the Lorentz transformations require the absurdity that a constant be equal to a variable. The very initial absurdity that should have prevented the very thought that the Lorentz transformations could be applied to anything in physics. If one looks for any use for the theory of relativity, it can only be used to serve as the direct display of both the mathematical and the physical flawedness of the Lorentz transformations. The ridiculousness of Lorentz transformations can also be expressed as a conflict of the transformations in question with the absolute truth that two spatially coincident clocks are synchronous, or the absolute truth that, at a given time, at a given place, in a given coordinate system, time can only have one single value. This conflict has been analyzed in detail in the above-mentioned previous books by this author. In addition, this author plans a follow-up book that will deal specifically with the concept of time and the absolute truth that the rate of time is the same in all coordinate systems, moving as well as stationary. As noted in the previous books, the discovery of this author of the absolute proof for the universality of the uniform rate of time, together with the Euclidean space as the only possible one, is the greatest discovery in the history of science, because of its absolute fundamentality, unmatched by anything else discovered in science. The method of the search for absolute truths as the personal liberation achievable by each individual personality applied to the most fundamental questions of science, the universal equality of rate of time and the Euclidean nature of space, was also applied to the more modest question concerning the reality of COVID-19 pandemic. The result of this application is the present book.